In this video, I'm going to demonstrate another third-party tool to connect your computer with your Amazon S3 account so that you can manage your buckets and all the contents of those buckets, you know, the objects, the folders and files. Well, this tool is called Bucket Explorer, and this is a very feature-rich product, and you want to head over to bucketexplorer.com to find out more about it. And you can either purchase it outright for $70, or you can go ahead and download the trial version, which is what I'm going to do here. Now, I've already downloaded this, but I do want to point out a couple of things here before you jump into downloading it onto your computer. Oh, and by the way, it's good for either Windows, Linux, or Mac. So we got all the major operating systems covered here. But if we click on this button up here at the top for download the trial, if you're on a Windows 64-bit version, you want to get this top one here. That's the one that I downloaded anyway. And of course, if you're on one of the other operating systems, you want to download the one that's best suited for your system. But I did want to point out, though, that the release date here was December 31st of last year. And something else I wanted to point out, that under release notes and then checking out all versions, I did find out that there have been several updates throughout the years, and they've been around since 2007, so they're not the new kid on the block by any stretch of the imagination. But even seeing all the various updates throughout the years, there has not been one update in 2014. So you might want to consider that as something important prior to you forking over the $70. And also I want to mention that on the download page here, let's go back to purchase a license. Yeah, right here. This tells you about the duration of that license that you're purchasing. It's only good for 12 months. Now, the product itself is good for as long as you want to keep it on your computer. But as far as getting free updates, that's only good for 12 months. If you want updates beyond that 12-month period, then you have to buy an additional license for that 12-month period down the line. So consider that as well. And you might also be interested in checking out some of the other products that they offer on this particular page. But that's that. Go ahead and download it. And whenever you download it, again, this is the one that I downloaded here. I went ahead and unzipped it. I scanned it with my Kaspersky virus scanner. And whenever you open this up, you're only going to have a few of these. Actually, you're only going to have the .exe file and the .jre file. These other ones popped open as soon as I installed the Bucket Explorer 64.exe file. And it's possible that since I'm only using the trial version, that it did not actually install anything on my computer. So for me to open this back up, and you're going to get this the first time around until you actually have the license key installed. But I'm going to go ahead and stick with the continue with trial version, and it gives a little countdown right here of how much time you've got left. And the first time that you do that, it's going to pop up a different box than what we've got here, asking for your email address. And in a little link down here in this area of that pop-up box, it's going to say, skip the email address, just go ahead and activate me now, or something like that. Either way, it's going to take a couple of minutes. So once you enter either your email address or you leave that part blank and just click on the link down here in the lower left corner, it's going to take a couple of minutes before it actually gets to this stage here where we're at now. Now, if you want these tips to continue to pop up, leave that box checked. I'm just going to go ahead and close it out right now. And at this point, like all the other third-party tools we've worked with so far, you're going to have access to the access key, the secret key, and just name this whatever you want, similar to what we did with CyberDuck and the S3 Explorer from CloudBerry. Now, I'm going to go ahead and use the access key and secret key from Jane's account that we created in the prior video, and that is right here. Let me just go ahead and copy the secret key and paste that right here. Now, if you recall from the prior video when I did this, using Jane's, I'm not going to have full admin access to all the bells and whistles of this S3 account, but I will be able to demonstrate the basics anyway. In other words, I won't be able to create buckets, and I don't think I can even delete the contents of any of the buckets here either. And one of the cool things about Bucket Explorer that we did not see on any of the prior tools is that this allows us to save this particular login credentials with a password or without a password, or hey, just don't save it at all. I'm going to say save without password, and this right away tells you how to create a bucket. Come on up here to the bucket icon and then click on create. And like I said, with Jane's lack of permissions, I'm unable to do that, but it's pretty simple. Just click on create, and this gives you all the different naming conventions that we've covered so far in prior videos, and then just click on create bucket. I'm going to go ahead and cancel out of that. And as you can see here, I have access to this bucket, but not to this bucket. see right here, Access Denied. And to add objects or files or create folders within the bucket that I do have access to, I can either drag and drop, or let's navigate to a location on my computer here, which is over here on the left-hand side. And I've got a PDF here that I can either drag and drop over here, just like most any other FTP client type product as far as transferring the files. Or I can just select it and click on the appropriate arrow saying that I want to upload it here. It says wait. And you see here a little progression going on down here. But through the magic of video editing, this will only take a second. And if I click on refresh, right here is that uploaded PDF. And like I said, this is a feature-rich tool. There's a lot of stuff going on here. And to find out more about these particular items, if you come on back here to the Bucket Explorer page, then come on up here to Documentation. You'll see over here on the left, you've got video tutorials. Oh, and you might want to also check out the forum as well. That's another thing that tells me whether or not a product is good, bad, or just really ancient. And in this case, there's some very updated posts in here, some just from this week, as a matter of fact, and it's been very active. And that's going to bring us to the end of this video on Bucket Explorer. Thanks for watching, and you have a great day.